You are listening to Finn Fairlane, The Complete Package. Written by Nick Savage. Narrated by Jeremy Bartelt. Published by Four Horsemen Publications, Inc. Copyright Nick Savage, 2023. All rights reserved. Before diving into Book 1, The Fairlane Incidents, I'd like to remind you that it is never too late in life or love for second chances.
Dedication. For Chris. My love and my inspiration. Chapter 1. Wonder What's Next. I stand outside a greasy hamburger stand, shaking my head of purposefully unkempt hair in both awe and amused disappointment of the greater city beautiful that surrounds me. Yet, there is an enchanting magic in this warm Orlando summer night, as the mix of tourists and locals, all dressed in a variety of t-shirts, cargo shorts, and flip-flops or sandals, wander about. I look past them toward the giant buildings with facades designed like a drunk developer binged on the mouse and his movies too much the night before, finished the night off with Vegas Vacation, and then made his distorted, haunting dreams into one long, wonderfully tacky street known as West Erlo Bronson Memorial Drive. I stand, shaking my head, because I know it is here I am meant to be. Here is where I will find my inspiration. I notice a man staring at me through a crowd of mismatched tourists, an ordinary enough-looking man in his mid to late 20s. He's a bit bewildered. I look at him and nod. He thinks he knows me, recognizes me from somewhere but can't place where. I've seen this look before, many times. It's fun watching the wheels turn in their heads as they try figuring out if I'm a friend, foe, ex-lover, or something else. I don't want to stare too long. You never do. It gets weird for them long before it gets weird for me. His face lights up. He tries to keep it subtle, but I see. He's figured out why I look familiar. His first encounter with a star, fading or otherwise. He realizes I'm Finn Fairlane, producer and songwriter extraordinaire, muse to the stars. He nods, smiles, and says he loves my work. I am far enough away that I didn't actually hear him say those words, not that it matters to him. But I've learned to read lips a bit over the years, if only a few phrases. He walks off as I wait for my food outside this borderline edible walk-up hamburger joint, taking in all of Kissimmee, Orlando's once glorious tourist trap, Old Town, as the conversations of others continue to drone in the background like multiracial noise. The screams from teen girls as the Vomitron whips them around and around at 75 miles an hour dot the verbal cacophony like an overdriven crash cymbal in a Nine Inch Nails song.
Ah! Ah! Ah!
But my attention slowly shifts, and the noise builds and swells like pinion, overtaking my visual attention. Just when it all amplifies, layering sound upon sound upon sound, so much my ears cannot stand the noise anymore, it falls away like the end of Hurt. It all stops. For all I know, I could have gone deaf. The world around me could have caught fire. Hell, I could have been on fire. But none of that would have registered on my radar this second. Gleaming under the glow of the street lamps and neon stars is beautiful, porcelain, just sweaty enough on this hot summer night to be sexy, cleavage. I can't notice anything else. I am stuck in this moment. My eyes are feasting, and mouth-watering fantasies start to form. I am a man, after all. Of course, my eyes are drawn to her, what I'm guessing is a full C, cleavage. Also, to the elaborate ink on her left arm, peeking out from her rolled-up sleeve. The beautiful color palette of black, blues, reds, greens, gold, and more making what, at first glance, seems to be a collage of superheroes. A woman after every man's heart. As I was saying, there's something magical in these warm summer Orlando nights. A magic that makes the already large droves of people grow even more massive as the sun goes
Sample complete. Ready to continue?